Like, World Class Rock, the new 98.5 The Bone. Got a party in the studio, Monsters Amok. It's almost like today is Monsters Amok.
Yeah, really.
It is. Having a great time and listening to music, talking. And I've got Anthony from 2112. And
Adel Singers.
He figured this might have been a rehearsal and left the message so he didn't show up.
Now I'm excited, too, because we've never done this before. You know, you guys have played benefits where you've all been together. And you guys have done stuff where there have been other bands. But have you ever done anything that was just really specifically designed as this is our first concert and it's a big concert? Have you ever done anything like Monsters Amok?
Yeah, I've been wanting to do this for a long time, like a tribute palooza.
Kind of, you know,
get the really good bands together. Yeah.
I'll tell you what, if this works, now with the Rush tribute band, you know, the thing that's kind of unique is you kind of built your own kind of, I would say almost niche, because how many Rush tribute bands are there out there really? Do you know off the top of your head, Anthony?
Yeah, there's a few out there. We get email from all across the country all the time from our website. Hey guys, nice job, keep it up. And it's something that I've been wanting to do for I don't know how long. And finally, I mean, it's almost like it was meant to be. It's like every person in this band, it's our favorite band. It's not like our second favorite band. So I'm just blessed to be with such great guys and such great players.
What was the first Rush album you bought?
Exit Stage Left, live album, then Signals, and that was it.
Yeah,
the words, the complexity of the music, that was it for me.
Well, what were you like in high school? Did you play like hockey, or did you play sports, or were you more introverted?
I was the music guy.
You were the music guy?
Yeah, I was definitely the music guy in school. Everybody knew me as the music guy. Yeah, I wasn't the vocalist until I was playing original music, and I was writing stuff that was so special and dear to me that I didn't want anybody else singing it, so I started singing myself, and then it just, you know, it was that 80s kind of thing, so you tended to sing higher, and it just progressed from there, and I became less of a guitarist and more of a singer to where I am now.
Right. What do you do during the day, if you don't mind me asking?
I work for a telecommunications company.
There you go. Well, that's the tie-in with the multimedia stuff.
Yeah.
That's excellent.
Yeah, it works very well.
Excellent. And we're looking forward to seeing you on stage. You guys do a great job. And like I said, if you're at Monsters Amok, you got to turn around for a second. Let's say you turn your back for a second, you're at the bar drinking beer, and if you don't look and you just listen, you're like, whoa, is this Rush? It's great. It really is. It's going to be an exciting night, too. As far as your website, what's the website for the Rush Band, the 2112
Band? RushTributeBand2112.com.
RushTributeBand2112.com. And now, let me ask you guys another quick question, too. It's just a question. Do you feel there's any, I don't know, one-upsmanship that's going to be going on there? Do you think that there's going to be conflict? Do you think there's going to be more like, we're not playing against each other, we're playing for the people?
No, not at all. I don't think music is a competition.
These bands, it's just
it's so often fun. Man.
Yeah, we're all just fellow musicians.
I feel the same way, but
we love the most.
Yeah,
that's the reason we started from the beginning.
I'm out there for the people. I want them to get their money's worth, and it's like, wow. I mean, I wanted to go see that music that I love live, and they did a great job at it. So I'm more about performing for the people.
Yeah.
It's not
absolutely,
about the one-upsmanship. No, not at all.
Okay, good. No, that's good. And it's an important question, because a lot of people are like, well, is this going to be like a battle of the bands? And no, it's not. We'll do Bone Idol, where we pick the... Hey, you look a little like Justin Guarini. So let me ask you another question, too. You guys playing anywhere local after we do this show? You guys got anything coming up for what about the 2112, the downtown?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool. You can say that.
I just hit my head.
Randy Jackson still looks the same.
Yeah,
he still looks the same.
I saw them at Hammerheads. You guys remember Hammerheads?
Yeah, I went there to see them.
Yeah.
Twisted Sister, Good
fact,
Rats.
I have a track of them doing an old Rush tune, A Farewell to Kings.
Yeah.
Yeah. And very, very cool.
Well, they used to do a lot of Zeppelin.
Zeppelin Hammerheads with a
Hammerheads.
Z.
What about Rum Runners? Oyster Bay?
Oyster Bay, Rum Runs, yeah.
I remember them, too. Amazing. I feel so old.
I used to follow the Good Rats.
No way.
I was a big Good Rats fan during those days.
Do you guys do any of the bands do originals? Do any of you guys work on original stuff?
Yeah, we got a few riffs going around.
You so do? The guys in 2012?
We put down some tracks on it eventually, and we have our own monthly place, and we have a recording studio there.
A couple of the guys told me the reason why they do the cover band stuff and the tribute band stuff is to finance their original stuff.
I would have never thought that my band would have gotten this far. When I first put the ad out, just to get the guys to play Rush, it's just a matter of playing the music. We said to ourselves, if we play out, that's great. But, I mean, this is, like I said before, it's a dream come true. That there is no place bigger to play.
Wow.
Yeah.
Excellent. This is like, so the Vanderbilt is like your Mecca.
Oh, yeah. Looking forward.
We're
going to
point
this.
That way and bow to it, yeah.
Exactly. So everybody on your knees, Saturday night, Monsters of Bach. Tickets are $9.85, which is a bargain. What's a bargain?
For the bands? Yeah.
I must buy some.
Well,
that's great.
So it's going to be a lot of fun. Come on down to Monsters of Mach, and tickets are on sale now through Ticketmaster, 888-9000. Get online at Ticketmaster.com. And let's give you the Rush website one more time. Hit it.
RushTributeBand2112.com.
We'll see you on Saturday night, okay?